Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They got one shot at it. No pressure on the quarterback. It's got time to heave it. There's a whole pack of people there, and it's incomplete. And there's no flag. And the Broncos have their signature win.
Oh, Jim, well, yeah, but how about Jim Nance having his Aaron in San Diego moment?
His voice went out. The special teams put us in situations where our average starting position.
That's a tough look for Jim Nance, Hugh. I mean, that's an all-timer right there, and the voice went out on a Hail Mary.
That's why I didn't say anything.
Happens to the best of us, I guess.
I know. No, listen, that's why I didn't say anything, because I knew my moment was coming. I knew my moment was coming.
Which one's your favorite, Kyle? Aaron, Nance, or Douglas?
Honestly, Aaron's is my favorite. He just powered right through it.
The special teams put us in situations where our average starting position.
Yeah, he did power through that thing, though.
You know, Nance had to be so happy that the Eagles didn't catch the ball. Because if the Eagles catch the ball, it's a moment that's replayed over and over, right? It's a signature moment of the season. It's a Hail Mary. The fact that it didn't hit means it's not going to get played much besides us catching it,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
He can kind of get away with it. That ball's caught. It's a signature play of the NFL season.
We're clowning him.
And Nance is getting clowned.
Yeah, we're clowning him for that.
Yeah.
Definitely clowning him.
Yeah, we didn't clown him regardless.
By the way, while we're on that, you think Tony Romo had work done?
I didn't see.
Romo looks different, man.
Show me the pictures. I didn't see Tony Romo.
I'll find one for you. Something's different. That whole booth yesterday seemed a little off. All right, 215-592-9494.
Say Tony Romo getting Botox.
I think so, yeah. Something's different. I can't put my finger on it. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't checked in on the polls today. I have no idea where the reaction is and all this. I know what our phone calls have said. All right, so let's check in. Who are you the most? You saw Romo? Man.
Yeah, he doesn't look too good, man.
He's not the same. That's not the Romo. If you told me that was like AI Romo, I'd believe you.
His face looks really smooth.
Like good smooth or too smooth?
Well, you know, it's kind of like y'all too old to remember this. I'm going to go take you way back.
Are you going to age yourself?
Yes. Max Headroom. Am I the only person? That was a reference. I'm sorry. I'm the only person that caught that reference.
When is that? What is it from?
Somebody caught it. Well, they'll call it. It was back in the day of Coca-Cola. Max Headroom was like the face of Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Or was it Pepsi? I think it was Pepsi.
Circa what year?
This was like the 80s, maybe? Maybe see. Let me look this up. Oh, it's in the upper, dude, I think it was Pepsi. The upper
room. Oh, I see it, yeah.
You see, he looked like, that's what.
Yeah. This was a 1986 commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, you age yourself a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
It was 40 years ago, man.
You know what? I can't stand either one of y'all. Somebody out there that's in my age demographic knew exactly what I was talking about.
All right. No, now that you show me the photo, it does look like him. All right. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Yes, other than Nance's tough moment and the fact that Romo looks like he had a lot of work done on his face, here's what we actually were talking about today. Our Twitter polls today. Is the Eagles' loss to Denver on coaching or players? Hugh, how do you think this one came out?
I'm going to say coaching.
58% on the coaching staff. Who are you most frustrated with in game one of Philly's Dodgers, Topper or the players?
Topper.
73% players.
Oh, okay. That's surprising.
And do you still believe the Phillies will win this series? I'm actually disappointed in the vote. I get people are down today, but 58% no. 58% have buried the Phils after game one. That's a big number. And more to blame for the Eagles losing yesterday, the Eagles or us. Now, Kyle, do you think the us was taken as WIP? Or was it taken as the fan base?
So that's
because 23% is a large number for fans to vote on. Fans, I think they think you meant
yeah,
WIP.
Probably us as in WIP is how they read it.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to blame WIP for the fact that they can't,
it is our fault. Okay. We divided Jalen and AJ.
That's
we,
right. It's
we started
fault.
Tweeting from AJ's phone.
That's right. Yes, it was our fault that he tweeted at Seth. Mm-hmm. It's our fault that Hugh got upset last week. All of that,
and we can't get this offense on the same page.
That's basically what I was told. That it was my fault.
Wonderful. Let's go to Tom in Sick River. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Tom. What's up?
Hey, I just want to let you know that as soon as the lineup came out on the first game, I knew we were in trouble.
What got you from the lineup? What was it?
Well, you're putting Turner first. He's been out for a month. Harper just had a baby, and Schwarber is as hot and cold as anybody.
So wait a second.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Where are they supposed to bat Harper because they just had a baby?
No, I agree. I mean, I just want to change a little bit. I didn't want to see the same thing I saw last year, you know?
Hold on. He saw the first three players in our lineup
who've
been there for the entire year and said nope.
I thought you were going to go with Bader 8.
No.
Because I wanted it in higher.
Turner, Bader, Harper, then Schwarber. I just want to put Bader second. That's all. I mean, change it up a little bit.
I hear you, but the two issues for tonight. Bader's hurt now, so we'll see if he even plays tonight.
And then we're done.
Yeah, well, that's a problem. The other thing is I need Harper and Schwarber to each hit in the first inning. And Tom, we appreciate the phone call. I know people love the Bader idea at the top. I'd put Bader 4, but look, Boehm had a good night last night or on Saturday. Boehm's going to stick in that cleanup spot, especially tonight against the lefty in Snell. Hewitt, the injury to Bader is like the – of all the things we've complained about, that's the one that could be the biggest fallout from game one. Now, they did an MRI, came back clean. He said he expects to play in some point in this series. I don't know if they're going to put him back out there tonight one day off the injury.
That's
groin,
the thing.
A groin injury.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, with the groin injuries, they're kind of tricky, you know, because you don't want to – even though it came back negative, you don't want to push it and make it worse.
Yeah.
So maybe tonight they give him a little bit of rest to see how he's going to feel. But it's groin issues are weird. They really, really are.
You know,
go ahead.
I knew the Eagles were going to lose as soon as they put out Barkley, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith and Jalen to start the game.
I thought he was going to go with the bottom of the order he didn't like. He wanted different people in, but... You know, that Turner and Schwarber and Harper, that's when I knew.
Those three best players. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
That's the end. We only spent $1 billion on those guys.
That is foreboding.
No big deal, guys. Let's go to Scott in Newtown. Wait, Scott.
Yo. Hey, Hugh, you said two things last week, man, that I can't get out of my head. One is this generation likes to throw stones and hide hands. And then the other thing you said, which is going to bring me into my Eagles point, is like, how none of the Eagles' plays have any rhythm to them. Like, you were talking about in Madden how you set up one play with the next play. And watching the game yesterday, it just feels like you pick one play from page one, and then the next play is, like, from page five. It don't seem like nothing works with each other, you know? So I just don't understand it, how we don't build up any rhythm, like, you saw one thing work a little bit. Like, why not try to use something from there? And, like, does that make sense to you, what I'm saying? Like,
it does, because, like, the thing that I always talk about when I remember certain teams that gave us issues was the ones that the actions and some of the keys that we would read were similar to pass plays and run plays. Because at the end of the day, as a defensive lineman, you have to read your keys. And you have to respect those keys. Like, going into this game, you would think that with Saquon Barkley being back there, that there would be a lot more play action off of that run look or out of that run formation. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, you know, if you line up in a run formation on first down and you get that team to bite on that run formation because you know how much of a dynamic running back Saquon Barkley is. Just like on the first couple plays that we ran in the beginning when they ran the slant plays. Remember they ran a couple slants?
Yep.
And they ran some crossers. They ran some crossing routes. To me, if I remember those plays correctly, they were off those run reads because the linebackers have to fit. They got to get their run fits first, make sure he has the ball, and then they drop back into coverage. And that allowed – the spacing for the receivers to do what they wanted to do. It just feels disjointed at times when they run this offense.
For sure. And, like, the other thing I noticed is, like, it also feels like A.J. Brown. Like, I was at the game and I was watching. It seemed like, for the most part, he was running and he was doing his work with Surtain. But, like, it just seemed like there was nothing, like, when the play was done. Like, so once Hurts started scrambling a little bit, it seemed like, all right, the receivers felt like, all right, I did my route, and that's it, you know? And then he had no one to dump it off to. But, like, it just seemed like there was no, like, no second chance. And I just wanted to say this last thing to you. So, like, yesterday my son got a ball and jersey for his birthday, so we're at the game. And I know, Hugh, that was your old number, so that's cool for me. But I got to say, Ballin is so cool, man. He saw my son standing by the tunnel, like, in the stands. He came right up to him, asked for a jersey, and signed it. Like, I just think that stuff is awesome.
Oh, no, man, he's really embraced this city since he's been here, man. He's a good guy, too, man, a really, really good guy.
I'm not surprised, Scott. Did you tell that story? Like, that sounds like him when we've got to know him a little bit. Scott, good phone call, man. That's awesome he got to sign that. And, look, he's a great player. He's a huge part of this thing. It's unfortunate that penalty happened yesterday because, for the most part, I think of Bond Hugh as a heady guy. He's not a guy that gets a lot of penalties. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. That one cost him, obviously, a little bit yesterday. We're live today from Chickies of Pete's at South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. Joe in the Northeast talking to Phils. Hey, Joe. Joe. It's not a good sign that Joe's not ready to roll here. I mean, I need Joe on the money here before game number two. J-Dog in Douglasville. J-Dog.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
J-Dog, we're trying to get ready to turn the page tonight. What are you feeling?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not really sure. I think that, this team is just a great team. I mean, they're just so great. We know the greatness that they have. We watched it. And it's definitely a World Series team. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I think they have to dig deep. And everyone needs to do their job. They need to bring the greatness. They got to believe and bring the greatness. And do they want it more? I mean, that's the thing. Do they want it more, you know, than the other team?
Yeah, and the one thing that they've done, J-Dog, this year, every time that we've been down on them, really down, they've bounced back, right? They get swept by the Mets, they bounce
back.
They do. So tonight's a night that obviously people are down, and it's frustrating, and we're worried.
Bounce back game, got to be strong.
But they've bounced back all year, and I expect them to bounce back tonight.
I do expect it. I mean, but I think that, you know, Topper's job is just to bring, you know, you went 2 years and did not get to the World Series. You cannot let, if you're listening, Phillies players, you can't let this opportunity go. You can't do it. It's right there for the taking. This team is the best team in Major League Baseball. You cannot let it go. You have to dig deep, scrap, and fight and figure out a way. And Topper has to pull them into this, man. I mean, they have to get, you know, facing the Giants, the movie on there, at 7 a.m. or I don't know, something. But this team, you cannot let this opportunity go. They are great. They got to pull the greatness out. Every single pitch, everything. Pull and believe and pull the greatness out. They have to do it. We can't lose this. We can't squander this. It's right here. And they know it. And so it's up to Topper. You can move people in the lineup. You can do all that. But really, you need to play great. And play relaxed and believe. That's what Topper needs to do.
Yeah, and they need to jump on Snell tonight, J-Dog. J-Dog, we appreciate the phone call. They need a lead. They need a lead in this game. Jump on Snell and don't let – because I just feel if they get down tonight, the pressure's going to build. It's going to get tight in that building. It's a weird vibe because they haven't played well here in the playoffs in a couple years.
Yeah, now. I totally agree. I think that in order for these fans to engage, because they're here. I mean, they're getting ready
They're already here at Chickies.
Yeah, they're getting ready for the game. So you need to get out. You need to get out to a quick start, man. And just at this point, once you get out to the quick start, just keep your foot on the gas pedal.
I know it's just a run or two, but a home run in the first inning from one of those top three guys.
Crush
just totally. Schwarble, yeah.
Schwarble.
Let's go. I mean, like, it's 56 in the regular season. He needs to get going. One of them needs to hit one, just to loosen
just
things
to get
up.
The party started.
That's right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls. Also, we'll go around the NFL, give our thoughts on Week 5 action, some big upsets, and a former Eagles quarterback.
Really big upset.
In the news, in a way you don't want to be. We'll hit all that next. It is the Midday Show, live at Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to a win with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut.
Come on, Hugh. Big one tonight.
There's no easy way out.
Yeah, this song fits after a tough weekend. Game two.
Rocks.
Tonight, the Phillies and the Dodgers. We're live today from Chickies at Pete's in South Philly. October baseball better at Chickies at Pete's. Final location near you for all the playoff action at ChickiesandPete's.com. We're here today. Come on by. Game 2 tonight at 6:08. So just quick thing on the schedule here at WIP. We're here doing the show till 2. The afternoon show, typically at Chickies on a Monday. They're at the stadium. They're at the park today on the concourse. So you'll see those guys, if you're going to the game tonight, leading right into first
Say
pitch
hi.
At 6:08 tonight. And if you're not going to the game, Chickies, obviously a great spot to watch the game. Right, let's get back to the phones here, and then we got to do a little quick around the NFL from a wild week 5 with a lot of upsets and a story that is straight out of just one of the wildest things I've ever heard.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, about a former Eagle. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron, what's up?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon,
up,
Aaron.
I wasn't going to call today, and then I heard Mad Mike. And, you know, I believe that you get what you put out into the universe. And all the negativity that you guys spewed last week, it all came to fruition this weekend, okay? And then on top of that, you put a guy like Mad Mike on the airways. Listen, Mad Mike, the only jackass or moron on the radio waves is you, buddy. If you don't like the Eagles, if you don't like the Phillies, all you're going to do is spew hate, then don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Get the hell out of Philadelphia and don't call in anymore because your hate is toxic and it's over. Okay, it's done.
You all right, so Aaron, while I can appreciate the Mad Mike back and forth, and that's fun. How is anyone here to blame for what happened this weekend? Can you explain this to me? I mean, like, the people that actually coached and played yesterday can bear the responsibility more than us. You realize that, right?
You guys put stuff out on the airways, and you turn these molehills into mountains.
That's exactly that's what it is.
That, from what we talked about from all last week, it came to fruition this Sunday.
Or Aaron, or we could see this was becoming a problem, and we discussed it like grownups. Like the idea, why can't we blame the people that are to blame? Like the wide receiver who has made this about himself and not the team.
I am in shoes boat today. I don't have time to worry about what happened on Saturday and Sunday, okay? Because number one, for me, I got to pay my bills. I got to pay the mortgage. I got to put food in my kid's mouth. I got to pay
the
gas bill.
What are you talking about?
Why do I care about your mortgage?
Listen to me. Let me finish my point. You guys keep cutting me off. Let me finish my point. I am 100% commission employee. I have been for the last 20 years. If
I don't give a
perform, if I don't perform, I don't have a chance to pay my bills. Okay?
And so about?
Every day, it doesn't matter
what
if you had a bad
day. What
does this have
to do with the Eagles?
Oh, my goodness,
it doesn't matter
dude.
If you had a bad month.
What does this have to do with the Eagles and Phillies?
Every day, I have to be a professional. I have to do a checkup for the neck up. And to Kyle Schwarber, and to Bryce Harper, and to Trey Turner, and to A.J. Brown, you guys get paid all the money in the world. Act like the professionals that you are supposed to be. Do a checkup from the neck up today. Get your mind right. Get focused. And do what you're supposed to do, and that's to take us to a World Series and to take us to a Super Bowl.
Well, finally, we got to a point. Finally, we got to a real point.
It was one of the dumbest calls I've ever heard.
Aaron has had some bad ones, but that one, like the fact that like any of us are supposed to care about Aaron's mortgage or his job.
He checked all y'all.
Yeah, checked. You're on Aaron's
side?
He wasn't
talking to me. No, he wasn't talking to me.
No, yeah, he was.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't understand.
After what you said? To AJ
what did
Brown
I say?
This week? What are you talking about?
You're the one that's at fault for all this, according to him.
God, I don't appreciate you make mocking me with my high-pitched voice. I don't appreciate that. Not one bit.
Everyone heard you. You went viral, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Of the two of us, who went viral last week?
Okay, it was me.
Yeah.
But listen, and I got a little bit of this, too, because I find it real. First of all, can I just say this to piggyback a little bit what Aaron says? If you don't know the whole story, I suggest, especially in this day and age, you go vet it for yourself. Like, we're not sitting here creating storylines just to be creating them. We're if anything, we're more reactionary, and we're fans when it comes to this.
We're pretty full reactionary.
Yeah, yeah. So when you talk about how I'm trying to be divisive and I'm trying to break the team apart – you need to explain to me like I'm a two-year-old, how am I doing that by responding?
So while I don't think you are at all, I do like divisive Douglas as a new hue for the
bracket. No, I'm just saying being divisive is – I mean, it's just – I think most of you, with all due respect, are not that bright. Like seriously, because these conversations that we have on a day-to-day basis are not that hard to follow. And as a matter of fact, we have an Odyssey app where if there's something that you didn't digest in the hours that we were talking about them, you could always go back and listen just to get the full story.
I do like when Hugo's full Doc Rivers on us.
No, I'm just saying because it's irritating. And, you know, you call people stupid, and they still want to go with the narrative instead of just going out and finding out what was actually being said. I am not trying to break this team apart. I'm not mad because I didn't win a Super Bowl. I'm not mad about that. If anything, I love the fact that we were in New Orleans going to the Super Bowl. And would love to be in California to go to the next one. But the underlying problem is there's a disconnect somewhere that if we don't get it fixed, then guess what? We ain't going to California.
Well, of course.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is also this. I think just this is a general thing. It bleeds into sports and whatever we're talking about. People don't like to blame the people that deserve blame. It's everybody else's fault. Yeah. I mean, the Eagles can't move the football on offense because of the Eagles. You could choose whether it's the coaches or the players more at fault, but that's the reality. It's their fault they can't move the ball. It's one of the worst offenses in the league right now. I mean, that's a fact through 5 weeks. They got to fix that. And it has nothing to do with what Hugh Douglas said last week. It's because they can't get on the same page. That's the reality of it. David in Westchester. David, what's up?
Well, Aaron from San Diego just threw a big dark cloud over the whole Delaware Valley.
He usually does that.
Yeah, that was something. But anyway, I went down to that game Saturday. My wife told me I couldn't go, so I stole $500 out of our account, met one of my boys from Chicago because he wanted to experience Red October.
Wow.
Went down there and, you know, through three innings, I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. And then, you know, and then reality came back and they didn't play for six innings.
I like how you stole $500 out of your own account.
Well, it sounds like it's a joint account.
Yeah, well, but
it's a joint account. Yes. Yeah.
but joint means it's partially David's, and he's,
yeah, but he didn't ask permission.
Yeah, did she know? Did she know how much it was? Or
I mean, I remember them days.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, she knew how much the tickets were. She told me I couldn't go. So you know, and yeah, I'm a child. I didn't listen.
Yeah. And hopefully she's not listening right now. Yeah, she won't know. Not like people can hear this.
Not yet, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a huge domestic brewing here because of the Phillies. It's their fault. I'm watching the Eagles yesterday, you know, thinking, okay, we're going to bounce back for the weekend. It's going to be good. And, you know, what they put out there, I'm blaming the coach and I'm blaming Kevin Petullo. I mean, that guy just, I don't know what he's calling. I can't figure it out. And
well, he's lost at sea, David. He needs a compass. He has no idea where he is right now. That run-pass ratio yesterday was a joke. I mean, we haven't seen that around here since probably some of the early Andy days. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, Joe, it just – there's no logic there. There's no continuity. There's no anything. It's just like – chaos.
Well, what it is, David, to me, it's they heard the receiver chirping all week, and Dave, we always appreciate the call. Good luck at home. $500, tough to explain away. But they heard the receiver chirp all week, and they gave in. I mean, that's what I feel happened yesterday, and they lost the game because of it. And now, hopefully, to Hugh's point earlier, that this is a good time for it, and it wakes them up, and it turns out to be a good loss by the time the season is over. But that was ridiculous. That wasn't their brand of football, Hugh, in any way. That's what was so striking about it. That's not the way they play and haven't played around here for a long time.
They deviated from what they were this week. And part of that, I feel like, you know, their crutch in this situation is we do what the team allows or takes what the defense gives us. And I would venture to say that they felt in that situation, whether it's right or wrong, that they had better chance at winning that game in the passing game than they did in the running game.
So I understand that, and that's probably true. Like when they looked at the film and looked and scouted Denver, but once you get up 17-3,
then you have to learn you have to run the ball.
Yeah, you got to salt the game away a little bit. I mean, they let Denver back in the game, three and outs. Their defense was gassed. It didn't make any sense. Let's grab Mark in Woodbury Heights, and then we'll go around the NFL a little bit from yesterday afternoon. What's up, Mark?
What the hell is going on around here, Joe?
Well, I don't know, Mark, but it's not good. It wasn't good this weekend.
But I got to make an Eagle comment. I caught about the Phillies. Mm-hmm. But, boy, did they get out-coached yesterday.
Totally. Totally.
It was – watching that game, and you're 100% right, this A.J. Brown thing totally festered into that game. The Eagles looked disengaged. I was falling asleep watching that game. That's how boring they looked.
Yeah.
And not to give Barkley the ball, running him more than six times is ridiculous.
Especially, Mark, his second-to-last carry was 17 yards. Like, he may have been about to break a few, and they just forgot about him.
Yeah, I understand you want to pass the ball more. I got no problem with that. But that was ridiculous. I would move on from A.J. Brown. Move on from him. Enough is enough with this. It's just childish behavior. Calling out Seth Joyner. You got nothing else to do with your time? Are you serious? I would move, trade his ass in a heartbeat. But I didn't call about that. The Phillies, the offense. Who do you blame for Saturday night, Joe?
So the offense is obviously a big part of it. Three runs. I do, Mark, I know you want to get on the offense, and it's fair. I thought Topper messed up the 6th and 7th. He can't ask Robertson to get back up. Mark, he's 40 years old. He hasn't done it in over a year. I thought he got paralyzed by wanting Strom on Ohtani, and he totally screwed it up.
I think his phone went dead, Joe.
Mark, love you.
All that.
You know what? I wanted Mark's baseball point, but he gave us a damn good line there. He went back to his the old well. Enough is enough. That was his line on opening day with the Phillies. That's a Mark classic.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Is he wrong? Enough is enough?
No, it's not. We're not there yet.
Yeah, we're close, Hugh.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, they butchered a game yesterday.
If anybody is used to dealing with this type of drama, it's us. We've been through this before.
Well, that's true.
We don't deal
in drama, Hugh.
It all depends on who you talk to, Kyle.
This is straightforward, Hugh. This is no drama on WIP.
Yeah, straightforward.
What are you
drama.
Talking about? None of that. All right. Speaking of drama, week 5 in the NFL, pretty dramatic. All right, let's hit some of the big ones yesterday. As Here we had some big upsets around the NFL yesterday.
Arizona.
Arizona Cardinals. Did you see what that running back did?
Yes, I did, Joe. Did you see what Coach Gannon did?
Yeah.
I didn't know he hit him.
Yeah. I mean, to be clear, if everyone hadn't seen it, they were like, he was screaming in his face on the side. So the Arizona running back, they're up 21-6 fourth quarter. He takes a breakaway 78-yard run. It should be 28-6.
Imari DiMicardo.
Yes, the game is basically over, but he did one of those let the ball go before the goal line, touchback. Yeah. Titans get the ball. They end up winning the game.
Yeah.
And Gannon was losing on the sideline. And what would you frame it as? Like a
– It was a gut punch.
Gut punch.
Yeah, that was unfortunate to see.
I think yesterday was the end of Gannon's tenure in Arizona. Like, not tomorrow, but he's going to get fired after this year.
Well,
the team's not good enough, and then that whole thing.
You can't put your hands on anybody. Because I didn't – you know, when I saw it, I saw the yelling and screaming. I didn't see the gut punch at the end. Now, I don't know anybody that knows Coach Gannon that's listening to that, but you picked the right one. Because I know a couple cats, not even talking about me, but I know a couple of cats that if you would have did them like that after that, they would have dragged your ass all up and down that sideline, and that would have been the story of the day. You don't put your hand – I understand he messed up. But to punch somebody, dog, you didn't lost your mind.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You lost your mind.
Can't do that. Bills upset last night.
I called that.
Yeah, you did call that. I mean, again.
And finally.
You call six upsets a week, but you got to remind us of the one that hits.
Okay, this is where I will apologize. Okay. Because I've been calling this upset for like 4 weeks.
You've been saying the Bills are going to lose every week. They actually went down last night. So no one defeated teams left.
And guess what? Didn't bet it. I bet it, but after I hit my other parlays, I was like,
cashed out?
I cashed out.
For how much?
For like 11 bucks.
Oh. I got 11 bucks. How about the shootout yesterday? Tampa 38, Seattle 35. Listen to these. You want to get frustrated with our passing game? Listen to these numbers, these two quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, 29 of 33. 379 yards, two touchdowns, no picks.
He was on one.
Darnold, 28 of 34, 341, four touchdowns and a pick. Mayfield is the first quarterback in pro football history to throw for that many yards on that few incompletions. Four incompletions the entire day. Baker Mayfield might be part of the MVP
conversation. Baker Mayfield had a game.
Whew.
He bounced back game is strong. Now we need our team to bounce back.
Yeah, Commanders 27-10 over the Chargers. That was a big win for them.
It was.
I
especially with their quarterback coming back. Do you see their mama? Do you say mama on the sideline has some shorts on?
Yeah.
They was talking. You know,
did she respond to your DM yet?
She still ain't. No. She still ain't answering my DM.
A few weeks ago, I thought the Eagles could pull away a little bit from the Commanders. Really? Mm.
Oh, you know my Commander friends. They're talking trash.
Well, they're 3-2. We're 4-1. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes down the stretch of the season. All right. The other thing that stood out yesterday, of course, Hugh Douglas, your former team, the New York Jets. I thought they had a chance yesterday against a banged up Dallas team, but they got dragged by the Cowboys yesterday.
I heard they had Dakota MVP chance going on yesterday.
Well, I mean, he's played well so far this season, overcoming a bad defense. Listen to this. Mike Francesa, former talk show host up in New York, now does a podcast comparing the current Jets to your Jets.
We're starting to reference Kotite. Do you realize? Does Aaron Glenn realize what we are bumping into, what we are approaching when you start to bring up Kotite Jets? That's how bad this has become.
Yeah, this is the first time I was reading where they started 0-5 since the Kotite era.
Since the Hugh Douglas era.
That ain't my era. That ain't me.
The 1-15 Douglas Jets.
Whose era is it, Hugh?
I don't know. It ain't mine. I play for the Eagles.
Conveniently put the blame on somebody else.
Have we totally whitewashed the Hugh Douglas Jets era?
I don't recall.
Okay. You know who else doesn't recall, apparently?
Who's that?
A former Eagle quarterback.
I like this segue.
And current Fox analyst Mark
Sanchez.
He's a
former Jet, too.
Oh, my. Tough weekend
Mr.
for the Jets.
Butt fumble himself.
Well, that's not what he's most famous for anymore. My goodness, what a story. So, let's start here. Good to hear that everyone is stable, right? No one is in critical condition anymore. But
is everyone stable? Seriously?
Well, no. Not
in every sense of the word.
Not in every sense. Physically, I think everyone is in stable condition. The story came out Saturday. I was doing the show with Devin and Ruben Amaro from Citizens Bank Park getting ready for the Phils game. And we see the story come up that Mark Sanchez stabbed in Indianapolis on early Saturday morning. Tragedy. And from everyone that seems to have known him, right, when he was a player, broadcaster.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. So, you know, you start hearing the, oh, no, this is awful. And obviously anyone getting stabbed is not good.
Yeah.
So everyone's, looking at it from that perspective.
Like, what's going on in Indianapolis?
Yeah, poor guy, right? Mark Sanchez.
What are you doing? What are you out in them streets? But
and then the story shifted pretty quickly as we found out that Mark Sanchez was actually the aggressor in the incident. It was like a delivery driver by the hotel.
60-year-old delivery 68 driver.
68 years old, I believe, or 69. And Sanchez started the altercation. The delivery guy finished it by stabbing Sanchez in self-defense.
I didn't mean to laugh, but the way you said
he finished it. And now Mark Sanchez, who woke up after surgery, has now been arrested. He is facing 1 to 6 years on a felony assault charge.
Yeah, hey, man, you get stabbed and then you get arrested in the same day.
That's a tough night.
But you know what the funny thing, like, not funny in the sense, ha-ha, but when I heard the story, because I was on social media and Keyshawn said something about it, and I was like, damn. My first thought was, they said it happened around 12:30. And I'm like, okay, 12:30 is not the witch hour. It's late.
But it's not 3 a.m.
It's not 3 a.m. Right. So I was like, okay, maybe, you know, something. I was thinking maybe he got mugged. Maybe he got jumped. That was not the case. And then you hear stories like the side stories. Like Mark Sanchez, they say, allegedly, was in the alley running wind sprints. Was in the alley running wind sprints. And then you hear this story that I guess the Uber driver was there and he told him that he couldn't park there. And then he proceeded to try to go in the Uber driver's car.
Or delivery driver, whatever.
Whatever he was. Whatever he was. But, like, because the stories are, like, I guess one story was he was an Uber driver. And then one story was, like, he was delivering grease to
the hotel.
Yeah,
right?
So, but the bottom line is this. What were you on to make you want to fight for that parking space? You don't even live in Indy. You live in Cali, the last time I checked. Why are you tripping on a parking space? And then on top of that, the biggest, most egregious thing is, why are you putting your hands on a 68-year-old man? Like, what you doing?
I saw
What's
the pictures of the guy who Sanchez, you know, the other person in this.
Yeah.
He looks bad. Like, Sanchez
he
was
put hands on him.
Obviously hurting that man before the man, in self-defense, stabbed him.
But he said he feared for his life. And if you look at the pictures,
I get it.
You get exactly why he did what he did. He said he pepper sprayed him first. So allow me to recklessly speculate.
Oh, and we've reached
like,
out
like
just
do,
what everybody needs in this.
No,
anyway.
I'm just saying. Like if you don't remember what happened, they made you pee in a cup. Like you pee in a cup. They took some of your blood or something. But you boy, hey, listen. We about to find out what really was going down with you if you don't remember. Something ain't right.
Yeah.
You know, it would be even scarier if there were not any drugs involved, to be honest.
Well, then it's that there's something like unhinged.
Right.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, again, everyone that I've ever spoken to that went, you know, crossed paths with Mark Sanchez said,
he's a good dude.
Right. So, obviously, whatever was going on that night that altered his personality, altered it in a ridiculous way, that he almost lost his life. And now we'll see about his career and jail time and felony, all that. Just a crazy story out of the world of the NFL. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We'll come back, your phone calls, you people, and we're going to find out. Douglas came in here today. No worries, Douglas. Is he willing to guarantee a victory tonight for Jesus Luzardo and the Phillies in game number 2? Also today is, and I think this is a good omen, special anniversary in Philadelphia sports, including for the Phillies. We'll hit that next. Your calls, you people. It is the Midday Show live from Chickies of Pizza, South Florida. October baseball, it's better here at Chickies of Pizza. Find a location near you for all the playoff action at chickiesandpizza.com. Oh, it is that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time of the day. You people, I'm sure, had a lot to say after a disappointing weekend right here. What do they got, Kyle?
Yeah, started off by saying you guys are a bunch of goobers.
I haven't been called a goober in a long time.
I don't disagree. Mm-hmm. I kind of miss Coach Goober, Hugh.
Coach Goober, yeah.
Yeah, Kellen Morris.
Got his win this weekend, didn't he?
He did get his first win. Yeah.
That's one I won't disagree with.
Yep. Goobers. Yep. Or goobers.
All caps. What are you guys, 12 years old? Oh, my God, grow up.
I mean.
What do we think that was in reference to?
It could have been anything.
Really could have been the entire show.
That's pretty evergreen.
From the start. Yep.
Yep. No setting up fights in the YouTube chat. I know it's been a tough weekend.
Is that? Are they doing that? Wait, over there?
Yes,
guys,
yep.
Come on.
Oh, you mean wait a minute? They're planning to fight each other.
Yeah, like to meet up.
Listen, let me tell you, my son.
They're telling us to grow up.
Ain't none of y'all hood in the chat, and all y'all, you know, ain't none of y'all grew up like that. So stop acting tough. All y'all doing is talking in the chat.
Think about where you are. You're hanging out in a YouTube chat in the middle of the day, and we appreciate you, but a little self-awareness of
and
what
talking about fighting people. Mm-hmm. Ain't none one of y'all probably in that chat been in a fight.
No.
So stop.
The Phillies lost. The Eagles lost. I get it to some degree. I get the frustration. At least.
Yeah, but guys, ain't nobody fighting nobody, man. Yeah. Come on, stop.
Just say mean things about us. Do that. Take it out that way.
This right off the jump, let me guess, Hugh was hell diving again. Not expecting you to be locked in today.
I'm locked in 24/7.
So are you going to hell dive before the 608 first pitch or after?
Oh,
the game?
I'm hell diving. Yeah, I got it. I'm doing it for democracy.
What does that mean?
That's if you play hell divers, you would know.
Well, we don't, so you can explain it.
But everybody, okay, because that's
you
the
lock in. That's we the, have that's a game.
That's the punchline.
Do you know, we're doing it for democracy.
Do
you know how many times a team in the National League has come back from down 0-2?
We're not going down 0-2.
I'm just telling you. But I need you to be locked in so we don't. Okay?
No, I remember we were talking
only
about it.
Twice
it has
ever,
happened.
Only twice in the NL ever.
Well, it's not going to happen this time because we're winning tonight.
Good.
We're winning.
Good. Don't hell dive.
I forgot to mention another thing we saw in the YouTube chat was Terrence complaining for a while about how long he had to wait on hold.
You know what? I got to be honest. We got bigger fish to fry.
You got to quit complaining about you can't complain to the screen caller and then get on the air and talk bad about it.
It was a lot of complaining.
I like Terrence, and we always try to take his phone calls. Sometimes we get busy. There's lots going on here.
Yep, YouTube chat, me, you guys, it's just a lot of complaints.
Yeah, we were very close to the hang up if the complaints continued.
Yeah, he was about one more complaint away.
Yeah, yep.
Hey Joe, did you know the Eagles won the Super Bowl? It's back.
You know what? I'm not even going to respond because it's week. We're going on week six now.
I think that one's on purpose.
Yeah, can we grow up?
That's got to be a troll job. Yeah. Carson Wentz made the play with the game on the line, and Joe won't say a peep about it.
It happened overseas. It doesn't count. I'm sorry.
Wow.
No, he did. He did. He. I was surprised. I thought he was going to come out of that game because he got hurt early, right? The shoulder injury before halftime. I thought he was out.
He sawed it up. He sucked it up.
And listen, guys, they have a bye. You know what that means. Unless McCarthy gets healthy very fast here, Wentz is on track to play against the Eagles in 2 weeks. They don't play another game in between. So unless McCarthy gets healthy, it's Wentz. Yep. Wentz is going to start against the Eagles in 2 weeks.
Wentz, watch.
Speaking of Wentz, we did get a prediction. Mm-hmm. Tonight's Phillies game has Hurts and AJ spotted together in the stands.
No shot.
Like you don't think that's going to happen?
Like they Wentz should go. And Alshon?
Yeah, they should go.
What do you think the chances are they're sitting together at the Phillies game?
Slim and none.
I would put it at zero.
Not happening. Conveniently, no mention of Penn State today, guys.
I mean, do we have to?
No, because no one cares.
No, except Chris in Middletown.
Yep. Yeah. This one, actually, I do think is worth bringing up because it annoyed me. Harper yucking it up with Mookie Betts about his cleats.
Yeah, don't need that.
No.
Do not need it. I need an extra base hit tonight and less yucking it up.
Yeah, I don't see Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, any of those guys.
Not none of them old school cats. Nah.
Got some advice for Bryce. We need a big game. The temperature to Bryce, especially after the rivalry pack this summer. It's not going to be a fun offseason.
Yeah, he didn't roll them other three packs out, did he?
No, he did. No. He rolled them out.
He did? Yeah. I didn't see him.
Yeah. No more packs. No more smiling, giggling.
Hits.
Yep. I don't know who's more annoying today, Dodger Douglas or Denver Douglas.
I don't understand.
Well, because you weren't as upset as the rest of us.
I mean, because we got business to take care of. I ain't got time. Like I said, I ain't got time to bleed.
People can see right through you.
We did kind of have 4 hours to complain. That was kind of the job description.
I ain't got time to bleed.
We did. No.
Yeah. Ain't got time.
We did. The Eagles offense took a nap. The Phillies offense took a nap like they were Hugh Douglas at 7 p.m. at the club.
7 p.m. at the club is kind of early, though. It is kind of early.
What about 6:15 at dinner in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, that was a lovely. Nice nap. That was a nice nap. Oh, no. It was a nice one.
Hugh needs to just admit that he has a Tanner McKee agenda. Fix it immediately.
Tanner McKee agenda? How?
Well, I think people see through all the stuff last week as a way to get Jalen to the bench Tanner.
So now I'm trying to get Jalen to the bench.
For Tanner, I think you would. Yeah, deep down.
Interesting.
Because you've said Tanner McKee's the future.
Well, I coined him our quarterback, so he's our quarterback. Okay.
Yeah, right. He's sixth round
for the Players Club.
A couple more quick ones here. Who's a bigger quitter? AJ on the deep ball, all three of your guys' hairlines, or Hugh Douglas on the Jaguars?
Wow. First of all,
Let's rank him.
I didn't quit.
Okay, so I would say, wow.
My hairline, that hurt, though.
The hairline's the biggest. Hurt. I think the hairlines are ranked one because you and I have come on home, okay?
Yeah, we came on home.
Nope.
The hairline. Well,
Mine's just far back.
Okay, I would say AJ's two. Now, I think you had a knee injury in Jacksonville.
I did. Yeah. And I didn't. And maybe your body we were talking quit on about you. It. And I didn't get a chance to get healthy because the season, the season was rolling around.
That one, I got to say, it made me laugh and hurt at the same time.
it was
a good one, really.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, one more. Hugh would have done to Jonathan Gannon exactly what he did to T.O., get beat up by him.
I mean, if that's what you want to go with. I bet you Jonathan wouldn't have hit me in the stomach, though.
I bet you're right on that.
Jonathan wouldn't hit me in the stomach.
Jonathan's
that'd about
be some
retribution.
Done, yeah. He's just lost the worst team in the
league. No, you can't do that. You can't let your hit him on the shoulder pass, but to hit him in the gut.
All right, here's what we could do. We got to end this show on a high note before we hand over to the afternoon show. Hugh, you know what today is? It's a special anniversary as the Phillies get set for Game 2. Let's listen to what it sounded like 15 years ago tonight.
Just about a quarter to eight, October the 6th, 2010, the first postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time, and it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace, and the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay. 4-0. It's the second no-hitter in Major League postseason history here tonight at Citizens Bank Park.
It's got to be a good omen tonight for Game 2. Lizardo on the mound, a must-win for the Phils. Hugh, I need a guarantee. They winning this thing tonight?
Yes, they are. They're winning the game tonight. Go, Phil.
A guarantee from Hugh Douglas.
My Phil shirt on, yes.
We need it. Let's go, Phils. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow afternoon show. They're coming up next from the ballpark. Appreciate Chickies having us. Go, Phils. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.